We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, chatting here today with Riley County officials, County Commissioner Ron Wells and County Clerk Rich Vargo. Of course, advance voting for the August 4th primary begins tomorrow, and we've got a phone call here. Someone's got a question, so let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Wells, for all your efforts. We need to discuss the gerrymandering of our voting districts. You know, in Northridge, for years it's been that you had to leave your precinct, cross another precinct into a third precinct to vote, and those people had to cross that second precinct and also to go down to the first precinct to vote, which had been three precincts down. And across Manhattan, there were several other places that did the same thing. I don't have the map right in front of me, so I can't actually call it out. If it's still that way today, I think that you could gerrymander the boundaries of each precinct to where they could vote locally and not try to restrict the opportunities to vote by gerrymandering the size. And I know you're going to say that it's trouble getting ballot places, but there's other ways to work this election. Thank you so much for your efforts.
Well, thank you for the call. Like I say, I've talked to you before on the radio, and every time I've looked into it, of course, now we have Rich Vargo on who can answer that directly, because I kind of lamented like you did originally here years ago. I'm on the west side of Manhattan, and my spot now is changes all the time. Now mine is down at the public library, so I typically just go in and vote, advance voting right there at 110 Courthouse Plaza, and then this year I'm going to do the mail-in, but I'll let Rich address the reason for that, the different polling places.
Yeah, well, the color would be absolutely incorrect in it being gerrymandering, because gerrymandering is actually a crime, and we've actually had, last time we changed the precincts because reduced the number of precincts, there was actually someone that thought we actually did, and it was legally looked into and didn't. So I can wholeheartedly tell you that the caller's insinuation is incorrect. We go through great efforts to try and equitably number-wise, and that's all we can look at when you're selecting polling locations, is the number of registered voters, not affiliated with parties. It's a very arduous process. It is, whether the caller believes it or not, depending on if we can get access to polling place locations that meet all federal ADA requirements. It's not just a matter of saying, this facility is here, so we're going to go use it. We cannot mandate the use of a polling place, and we get told each year by various polling places, ones that we cannot use, and so we have to scramble around and find another one that meets all of the federal requirements. So it's absolutely incorrect. As Ron said, we have 20 days for advance voting, a community our size, which isn't that huge population-wise, and have 30 polling places typically throughout the community. One commissioner, when he would hear comments like that, would kind of laugh and say, you know, there's nowhere in the city of Manhattan you can't get within the other side within 15 minutes. There are places across the nation that would love to have that opportunity to be able to participate in an election in that short a time period. And every individual has the opportunity to get a ballot by mail to them each election. You know, it doesn't get much easier than that.
As far as
thank you, Rich. I one comment, you know, like I say, I've visited with that caller before, and while I might lament, you know, moving around the polling places in the past elections, one thing about it, I was notified where my polling place was, and I never had any trouble going to that polling place and voting.
Yeah, just like this time, we've had two polling places we had to change for this election. Due to not being able to use facilities. And so we're legally required, once we change a location, to send out a mailer to notify each and every registered voter on where their new polling place is. And so, yeah, we go to great efforts. We've, the staff and I have been doing this for 24 years. We do everything we're legally required to with the best interest of our citizens in mind.
Well, as far as polling sites are concerned, I know a lot of times counties will use school sites. Have you had any pushback from USD 3D3 on having a polling location there?
Well, actually, when I first was elected in this position, we used several school sites. And school sites are actually one location the state legislature mandated that if I request it, they cannot tell us no. We are legally required to use each and every school facility. The problem is it's just not great during a November election. They're conducting school. We have to have adequate parking. Many times they would reserve like a library room for us, and last minute they had plans changed, and you'd have to be in the hallway. So just imagine during a time like this, during a pandemic, is it a great idea to bring more people to a location like that? So we got out of that habit a long time ago just because of the accessibility issues during school, that it wasn't great for registered voters to find parking and easily access those facilities. So we got out of that habit decades ago.
I got you. Okay. I'm speaking with Rich Vargo, Riley County Clerk, and Ron Wells, Riley County Commissioner. Of course, the August 4th primary, 3 weeks from today, and then the general election coming up, was it November the 3rd, I think? That far, yeah, November 3rd is the general election date. Any other deadlines here that people need to know about here as far as, you know, when they can register to vote here to vote in the primary?
Yep, that deadline is July 14th. That is today. End of business today. And of course, there will be to participate for the general election, people have plenty of time. That's not until October 13th, which, of course, you know, last election, presidential election 2016, we had a 20% turnout. You know, we'll get up to the 60 to 70% turnout for the general. So it's obvious where the majority of the people will want to participate in that election, and they have until October 13th to register to vote for that election.
Okay. We have another caller here with a question. Let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Hello. I hope this question hasn't already been covered, but my question is, about 3-4 weeks ago, I sent in my form with my signature on it to vote by mail. Does that cover all of these elections that you're talking about right now, beginning with the early voting tomorrow opening up in Riley County? Should I expect a ballot to come, or what happens there?
Yeah, if you signed both of those forms, if you're a Riley County resident, you would have received both forms, one for the primary election with your pre-filled information and one for the general election with your pre-filled information. As long as you sign those and filled in the appropriate information, you will be getting one sent out to you for the primary election on tomorrow is when those will be mailed out. Now, of course, the ones for the general election will not be mailed out until October 14th. So we have to hold those because by state law, we can't release those until advance voting starts, which is tomorrow, July 15th, for the primary election.
Okay. Thank you for the call. We got to take another break, but we will continue In Focus after this. We'll talk a little bit about CARES Act funding and some other details. If anyone has any questions, give us a call, 537-1350.